wrong group. Mietin's going to be out indefinitely. We're doing some further testing on some things on him to try to assess the situation with him. It's not day-to-day. It's upper body. So we're going to assess it and we'll know a little bit more. But he won't be a player for Saturday.
Was this something that happened?
During practice. Yeah, he came off practice. Yep, I think tomorrow is going to be a little bit of a pace day tomorrow with some physical play and more of getting them game ready, because we have to have some recovery days in there, which will be Thursday, Friday, and some flow a little bit more without that. So it's been two decent days. I thought yesterday was decent, with some decent pace today for the first 45, 50 minutes, and slowed down a bit because we worked on some things. Tomorrow will be more of a faster pace game, like physical, get going. So that'll be kind of getting them to the top of the mountain, and hopefully then easing up a little bit on where we're going. Not so physical after tomorrow. So, but tomorrow will be scrimmaging, same with Thursday, a little bit. Well, we don't have enough numbers to go into the situation where we're, you know, we've got two teams, so we'd have to scrimmage and rest, scrimmage, you know, lines and rest and recover a little bit. So we'll mix it up a little bit.
But, I'm
waiting on some assessment here. He's to see if he's going to practice with us tomorrow. So that'll happen today. That's a good question. You know, he I think he was. I think that's what happened. I don't know completely what happened there. Just when he got here, he was already banged up.
You take out of your first year as Jets head coach, you're going to bring in your second.
Well, there's a lot of things, really. I think what you want to do is that you want to tighten the screws a little bit, and I think that means, from a lot of standpoints, they know me, I know them. So motivation-wise, you know, I got to get more A games out of players. We talked about that last year with them, a fair bit with you guys as well, about trying to get our team more A games and our individuals more A games. I think that I know the players now. They know me. I know the buttons a lot more, you know. So I went to areas last year, and then you see the response. And so I'm way more familiar with that. You have a way better idea of your team. You're making way better assessments of what your group is like, chemistry-wise, team play-wise, who's responsible, you know, special teams-wise. So you're just, I would say, would be more of tightening up in the areas of the detail. And I'm already a detail guy, you know. But it took us a long time to get what I wanted. It took us 6 weeks to 2 months before I was able to get started. I wouldn't say started, but. So that was a little frustrating, but that's what you get with a new coach and a third coach in 4 years. So I think I'm a lot better for it that way. So for me, it'll be the details, and we're going to be hitting the ground running, like literally running. So the patient side of things will be shorter because of the situation. You don't have time to be that patient this year. So.
Pull your hair out last year.
Did I pull my hair out a lot last year? No, but my assistants did. I didn't get frustrated so much with that. I think it was what it was. I did get disappointed, I would say. Not so much frustrated. Like, we went through the penalty phase. I mean, really? You know, that was really a tough task to sit here after, for everybody, players included, you know, and fans and whatever, taking these penalties. Remember, we went through that phase. That was unbelievable. You know, that was a little bit much for me to grasp, but that's sometimes what you get, you know. And no, I didn't really get frustrated. I was fairly patient there.
Do you look forward to the day when you can have a regular training camp?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's been so long. Yeah, no, last year was wild in a lot of senses, and you know, and the problem with last year really was not so much the move, but the schedule of the games were dictated by Atlanta. Yeah, you know, so that was way different. And you know what, we've had a lot of time here to, and I think the players are enjoying the shortness of things. We're going to get, yes, five practice days, six if you want to include the first day. And I think they're looking forward to getting started. They're going to look forward to getting started. So I think there'll be a lot of good enthusiasm. Sometimes training camp, yeah, it's great on one hand, but it gets long too. You're doing six games, exhibition games, it's like enough. So I think that the change is good, you know. Well, that's a good question, you know, because I was thinking about this the other day, because last year, you remember the first game was, you know, it was just, there was a lot of enthusiasm everywhere. We tried hard to do well and really didn't, you know, and that we gave up some goals that we would certainly like to have back in that game. But I think we'll be, it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be pretty good. It's going to be interesting to see, because you've got different dynamics. What's going to take place, you're going to see, is it'll be interesting to see the guys that have been playing versus the guys that have not been playing the 6, 7, 8 months off. And, you know, how's that enthusiasm? I think we'll be better than last year, let's put it that way. Last year that we worked, we wanted to do things, we just weren't as organized as we wanted to be. I think we'll be better than last year. Be interesting to see the first game. I think it'll be good. I think there'll be a lot of enthusiasm. I think the shortness of camp will help that. I'm hoping.
You added size to sort of contrast the field. Is that something that this team needed more?
I don't know that we went out for that specific task to get those guys for that, you know. But I think that I think it's good on our side. I think the addition of the two players that can play in those kind of minutes and play was a huge add for us. And then the fact that they have size and they can both get up and down the ice, I think was really good for us. You know, but I don't think it was specific size, like we're small and we need to get bigger. I don't think that was the ultimate objective. But I'm happy we got them. Because the other dynamic is you've got four lines now that can go, and that's quite a bit of difference when you're dealing from my situation.
What did you learn about Jim Slater's game last year?
You know what, like Jim's a really just a steady guy. Like what you saw early with him was what you saw later with him. He's just he's like Mark Stewart. Mark Stewart's much the same. He is what he is, and that's what he gives you. And you can pretty much put in the bank what you're going to get from Jim Slater. So those guys are really, or Jim Slater, he's a no-maintenance guy. Shows up to work, shows up to play, gives you what he has. It's pretty much, you know what you're going to get, just reliable, really reliable. And we've got a few of those guys. You know, I'd like to say quite a few of them, and I would put it at quite a few. I wouldn't get to numbers, but quite a few of those guys. You know what you're getting from them. And, you know, you're not having to push a lot of buttons on those guys. They're self-motivated. And Jimmy's like that. So there's others like that, too. Yeah, yeah. Well, he'll be relied upon as he was last year. You know, what I found with Jim Slater was I found out that he was exactly what I thought and more. Really reliable. Really can count on him everywhere. And a real good teammate. Well, right now, you know, he looks like he'll be the third line left winger, and it'll be dictated by his play. And it'll be like that with everybody. You know, he'll fit in as he goes. He's going to have to lead with his play, just like everybody else. Can he play up? You know, will he play down? I'm not sure. That'll be dictated by him. You know, is he going to kill penalties? You know, that type of stuff. Yeah. Rewind the tape.
With me and then is there someone in particular that you're eyeing now?
Well, you know, we don't have a lot of numbers right here, so there's a lot of things that can transpire between today and Saturday. So, you know, Antropov is a question, what happens with him? And so you're making assessments. You're just kind of looking to see what's what, you know. Right now, we move people around, and we'll continue to do that through the next couple of days. But these things, you got to be ready to go here from all aspects. There's all kinds of things that could happen from now till Saturdays, and we just got to keep, you know, there's nobody in particular, you know. Right now we moved, Masonauer, you know, probably up on the left side, but let's see where it goes tomorrow. You'd have to direct that to Chevy, really. For me, I can't sit here and say, you know, I coach what I have, and Chevy'd have to deal with that. But I think everybody's paying attention to what's what, you know, because you've also got new rules with the new CBA, and people are doing different things than other years. It's kind of pretty wild what some of the stuff is going on right now, so you just have to pay attention. And things are happening quickly. You don't have the 3-week training camp here, to the, if, you know. 17, 18 days, you've got your 5-6 days. With John? Well, we added him to our staff. You know, John's a professor at University of Queens. And I had the pleasure of working with John when I was with the Moose, and he was with Vancouver, and we've added him to our staff. And he's an excellent addition for us because, you know, I don't know exactly what his title is or profession, but I don't know if you want to speak on that, Brownie.
So I guess what I'm getting at is, would somebody like that help, or would your experience help in helping players who haven't played games and maybe feeling uneasy about that?
Yeah, John's here as a mental skills coach. You know, so a lot of teams have those guys, and I've worked with a lot of them before. They're good in a lot of ways. You know, they really help the coaches, the staff. You know, we don't, you know, they're not in position to. They're in position to help coach the players and help them in all aspects of their existence. That includes on ice, off ice, everywhere. You know, so you try to help players, and that's exactly what he does, and he's very good at it. He's been a coach in the American League. He's played. He's got a lot of experience, and he brings a lot to the table. And my experience with those types of guys has been excellent, you know, really good. And you got to get the right person, and we think we've got that in John. You know what? I think you're always trying to do that. That's just part of coaching. We've got we've added a Perry Pern as a guy, so we have experience in a lot of ways. So you know, a lot of it. So we've assigned coaches to players, so we're covering everything there. So we're covering all our areas and try to get off on the right foot. We've had enough time to think about it. Nope. You know, for me, I just want him to be responsible and play, help us lead, help us on the ice, and just be responsible. I don't think numbers, he'll get his numbers, that'll happen. I think that's just part of getting your time. I think that his concern is probably helping us win, and that's perfect for me. You know, I'm not concerned. Are you clipping along at 30 goals, at 25 goals? Be a responsible player. He gives us a big body in the middle of the ice, can play top six. That's excellent for us. You know what? He's been good. I don't know Maxi that well because you know, he was in St. John's, you know, and I don't know him that well. So I know that he's more of a center than a winger. So, but you know, so is Shifley. So, you know, he's been one of their steadier guys there, and he's a good skater. He gets around, and he's a responsible player, and that's pretty much what we need from him. Okay, guys, have a good day.